This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know what kind of week you had, but for those of us in the news business, boring is not a word that applies. But sometimes getting a little bored at work just happens. Mary Mann is the author of the new book, Yawn, Adventures in Boredom.
Boredom is this sort of irritated restlessness. A lot of times people will avoid talking about boredom because it's kind of embarrassing. Nobody really wants to admit that they get bored. I talked to a lot of friends about how they feel at work and was really surprised that so many of them are bored at work so often because they're all very, very busy. But they all find time to check Facebook, to check Instagram, to do whatever it is that they do when they want to get their minds off work that feels boring or feels sort of meaningless. There was this group of monks in the 4th century called the Desert Fathers, and what they were doing was living out alone in the desert with nothing, just praying and working, and they were so bored. The first written account of boredom comes from them. It's from this monk named Cassian who came to live with them. He describes this tedium or perturbation of the heart that induces such lassitude of body and craving for food as one might feel after hard toil. Finally, one gazes anxiously here and there and sighs that no brother of any description is to be seen approaching. And that sounds so much like an office to me, going to and from the break room, like grabbing a snack, grabbing a coffee. And sometimes that's just a thing you got to get through, those moments. And sometimes it is a sign that maybe you're not doing what you want to be doing.
Sometimes, huh? Mary Mann, whose new book is called Yawn, Adventures in Boredom.